Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Today, my guest is Karen Holton. Before I bring her on, just a couple of announcements. You can get all new episodes free on Rockfin, Odyssey, and all podcast platforms. Check out Rockfin. This is where you're going to get our premium content that you can't find anywhere else. You get our regular shows and all the amazing content from every creator that's there on Rockfin, and they have some great creators there. Check out all the podcasts that we're featuring on the Forbidden Knowledge Network. You get those all on our website and, of course, all popular podcast platforms. Our website is forbiddenknowledge.news. Also, follow us on Facebook. Those links are also in the description. And finally, get yourself an emergency food supply. Check out My Patriot Supply. They are the experts in emergency preparedness. Right now, you can get up to $100 off a four-week supply of their food. Just click that link in the description. Check out what they have to offer. Today, I want to welcome back to the show Karen Holton. She is an ET experiencer, educator, channel, guide, and ascension coach. Her professional experience includes energy coaching, ascension counseling, and public speaking. She spent over a decade researching and educating the public about the nefarious global agenda here on Earth. Soon after, she received a spiritual download, and as a result, she created the Quantum Health Transformation Program to assist others to heal, evolve, and thrive. Karen, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, Chris. Thank you for having me back. I really appreciate it. How are you doing?
I am great. It's great to have you back on. It's actually been a little while. We now feature your podcast, The Quantum Guide Show, on the Forbidden Knowledge Network. So we want to welcome you there. You're putting out amazing content with great guests. So thank you so much for that. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the work you're doing now, helping people that are what I guess you could call awakened newborns. So, you know, meaning that they're just now realizing that so many aspects of what they thought was reality, like history, science, politics, spirituality, much more, are just lies, deceptions, and not the true nature of reality, which is really much more amazing, magical, and beautiful than I could have ever imagined. So we're gonna get into some awesome stuff tonight. But first, you're in Canada, which is being affected a little differently by the recent events that have been occurring. Since the last time we spoke, has anything gotten better or worse or everything the same? How's everything in Canada in your area?
Well, it depends how you look at it. Now, if I want to go just taking a look at how we're being restricted as citizens, it's gotten worse. And not in every province. So that's part of the crazy making psychological warfare is to keep it so inconsistent that we're always thrown off our center. But right now in Alberta, where I live, I cannot go visit anybody and I can't go anywhere or do anything except the basic necessities of groceries. That's it. And get back in the house again. Which is funny because I've applied this time to my own health and to taking care of myself. And I want to put a plug in for C60 for you too, because you're the one that turned me on to it. And it really makes a big difference. And so my health has actually been improving as the stress has been tighter and tighter, which is interesting. Other folks in other provinces have it even worse than me. Like, for instance, I'll just quick tell you, in Saskatchewan, they've passed legislation so that the authorities can come into your home anytime they want without any warning, without any warrant. They can take anything they want. They can have you leave and take your home. It's so unbelievable, which is another reason why I wanted to do this show with you today and talk about awakening, because I'll tell you that the positive thing that's coming from this is people who never would have believed the kind of things you and I talk about and what we feature on our shows. No one would ever, unless you've been initiated or you just happen to be smart that way, you'd never believe it. But people are waking up, and the people who have a bit more power. So people who are, you know, professionals like doctors and lawyers and teachers and nurses and all of those kind of people, now they're waking up, and they are, I believe, our greatest allies.
Yes, yeah, they are. We're having some really good victories when here in the States when it comes to some of the Oogada Boogada Jab mandates that are coming down. You know, we're winning a lot of good battles here, so it's good to see that the right people are coming around and waking up, you know, to everything that's going on. Now, it's amazing time we're living in right now. I think that people like yourself, like myself, like many others, are really coming around and awakening during these times because it's such a special time, because there's so much conflict and turmoil going on in the world. And I think, you know, I've always thought that I would be alive during a very important time in our history. I've always had that strange gut feeling, you know, kind of growing up as a child, and here we are, and I believe this is one of the most important times in our modern history that we could ever witness, and I think it's going to keep getting a little stranger and maybe, you know, a little bit harder and terrifying, but even more fascinating and hopefully wonderful at the same time. So are you noticing that, you know, a lot of people that you never thought would come around are popping into themselves and coming online for this time?
I am noticing it, but not so much in my physical area, more online I'm noticing it. But what started to happen now is people are now, who have been saying to me, basically that they just think I'm a conspiracy theorist. They've gone and gotten the medical device. They've had no problems with it. All their friends got it. Nobody's having any problems with it. Well, guess what? Now they're popping off with strokes and heart attacks and things. So I think it was important for me, and my spiritual guides also instructed me. I kind of always do what they tell me because they give me good advice. And that was to set up a structure so that people have a place to go for advice. Because when you first wake up, it's such a shock. It's such a shock. It's so different that it can even affect you physically, mentally, and spiritually when we first find out how deep the rabbit hole goes. And if it's okay with you, Chris, I'd like to start by just giving my perspective on what's the difference between woke culture and awakening and ascension, because I think there's differences. Definitely. And I've had all kinds of people say, oh, don't talk to me about awakening. I know all about it. I'm part of woke culture. Well, woke culture is a construct that's been fabricated by the ruling class to divide us and to get us going down false narratives that seem to explain something but aren't actually what I would call real. And I'll give you an example. I went to university, I have a degree in social work, and oh man, I had to take that whole counterculture was part of it, and the woke culture was all part of it, and deconstructionism, and it just makes you go mental because they don't give you anything positive to replace it. They just give you everything that's wrong with the system as many people are perceiving it. But again, that's only one narrow little band of perception. So people are arguing over skin tones and things like that and political parties instead of looking at the deeper thing. So it's a distraction and an illusion, in my opinion. Now, awakening is quite different. Awakening is when something happens and suddenly we're not in Kansas anymore. It's like jumping off a cliff and you've got nothing underneath you. You don't even know where you're going, but you do know there's something seriously wrong with the construct or the matrix or the system we're living in. And your eyes are starting to open. And oh my God, there are so many avenues of discovery that it can be extremely overwhelming in the beginning, as I mentioned before. Now, ascension is a little different. I believe we have to awake before we can become part of the ascension process. And so awakening, and it happens to us on levels as we're willing or as we're ready to assimilate the new information. So it might start off where we realize that the politics are rigged, and we might then we realize, wait a minute, the churches, they're all in bed with the politics, you know, like we discover in layers. And when we get to a point where we've discovered enough to say, I want to be part of the solution and no longer part of the problem, and then we start to develop ourselves on a spiritual level, which is, I believe, the most powerful thing we can do. But until you awake, or really awaken, it's tough. And awakening is not something like a feather in your cap. Awakening is a destructive force that tears down. And so it can leave us very disoriented and brings on suffering. So that's why people don't want to do it, is it brings on suffering. But only that way are we opened up spiritually, and then we start ascension. And in my opinion, and I'm not saying I'm right, but this is just how I see it, ascension is about being able to hold higher frequency so that we can make contact with benevolent beings, be they angels, be they interdimensionals, be they ET. It's about holding, being able to hold that frequency. And in order to do that, we have to care for the temple body. So some people think it means we're just going to get taken up into spaceships, or they think we'll have the rapture and we'll all disappear and it's just going to be an easy process. No, not at all. What it does is it gives us everything we need so we can bring about the changes that we need. So I wanted to clarify that because it means different things to different people. And that way our discussion now has a framework.
Yes, no, that I'm glad you said that, and I really like what you said about ascension, and to me, it's very kind of like a similar definition that I think what is meant by ascension on this kind of grand scale that we're going through right now. I think that there's really a couple of different timelines that people are on. One is a rather negative one, where they feel they have to get injected with experiments, and another one is a very positive one where you don't even believe that there is something going around that is causing these need for the injections. So, you know, I think if we stick on one of these timelines, it's all comes together with the realization of, you know, you're being lied to, false history, but that comes with a realization that there's much more to life, that there is something
exactly
metaphysical, that spirituality is going to be desired. And this all comes with this awakening, and I think that's all part of this ascension process. And I think once you reach a certain level, your frequency is automatically going to be raised, like you said. And that's when I think great things can happen, like great, wonderful contact experiences, like the one I've had, like ones, many, many that you've had. So I think that once people are ready and once they're reaching that level of this whole process that we're talking about, you know, it's not like people are going to just ascend to 5D and slip out of their bodies and we're going to be in a different dimension. I really doubt that's what we're talking about. I think it's more on a spiritual and conscious level, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing too is this is not an easy path. And what's interesting is the circumstances in our society and in our political group and everything else has put the pressure on us so that we have to wake up, because everybody just wants to stay asleep. Nobody wants to step outside of their comfort zone. So the first thing that happens when we start to awaken, we start to tell people we know, hey, this is what I found out, and this is the evidence. Well, what happens is we become socially isolated, because everybody, it's like you just had a big stinky fart. Everybody just yeah, pulls away and into the woodwork because they don't want to listen. And the reason is because one thing leads to another and they don't want to leave their comfy state of slumber. But now reality has gotten to the point where we have to wake up, and millions of people are waking up. But it does start with a fairly large amount of isolation. And the isolation is very good for us because it gives us the time and the environment to self-reflect and to see how we fit into all these things that are going on. Because really, without our participation, these things can't be going on. And so it's isolation. The second thing I want to say is it often brings physical symptoms. because when we start to wake up, we realize how sick we are. And what I mean by that is that what we consider our food supply is there to hurt us. It's not there to help us. It's very difficult to find really clean, life-enhancing, unprocessed foods. It's very difficult to find really clean water. Even if we're buying bottled water, we don't know whether they're just getting it out of the tap or what. And what happens is we have physical symptoms that also arise from our soul communicating with us and giving us body sensations, because that's how we know what direction to go. And what feels bad means no, you don't want to go there. And what feels good is where you want to go. But also there's a huge emotional, mental impact, because you're literally breaking down the whole neural network structure within your brain that you used to follow. And now it's becoming something different. So I'm not trying to turn people off this kind of work. I'm just trying to be honest. This is not easy work to do. And we've all suffered through it. And we suffer again and again as we go through the layers. And then there's karma. When we wake up to what's really going on, we realize where we've made mistakes, where we could have been better people, where we could have taken better care of our bodies. That was huge for me. I was 320 pounds all my adult life until I was about 50 years old and had my spiritual awakening. And all the bad garbage foods don't give you the precursors to the chemicals you need to have mental stability, spiritual stability, physical stability. And so we have to wake up, like I said, to the large part that we've played while we were asleep. And now we have to sort of pay the piper. And that's why I wanted to come on today too and let people know about the resources that are available to help. But I want to just pause and give you a spot to...
Well, no, I was just about to ask if you could tell us, you know, because I know you're doing quite a few things to help people with their transition and health, especially during these times. So please do tell us what you're offering to people to help them, you know, get through this shit.
Okay. Well, and what I offer is evolving over time, depending on the need. But I got to tell everybody, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Chris Matthew and Forbidden Knowledge News. That is where I went to get fed. And now you've got the Forbidden Knowledge News Network. So it's myself, it's Chris, it's Corey and Gloria and our beautiful writer, Lee. By the way, writer, I love you so much. He sent me a microphone and a camera to help improve my show. I'm having a few computer problems, won't talk about that right now, but you know, these are beautiful people who have been through the experiences, survived, and now we have a message. Oh, I know I'm missing someone, Laura Wells. I don't know if I'm missing anyone else, just point it out. But anyway, I gotta tell you, Chris.
Go ahead.
Well, about 4 years ago, you know, I was starving to be fed stuff that was real, and I was searching. And, you know, on YouTube, there's some stuff that's you find out after you've, you know, been watching a show for 3 or 4 months. And no, it's not quite, you know, what you thought it was going to be, or it's not really doing it. But the consistent content that you offered, and huge array of content, not just on one subject or another, and letting us decide for ourselves what parts of each program we could take and we could use. And so basically, I wouldn't be here today. I mean, I might still be alive, but I certainly wouldn't have the quality of life that I have, because what happens is strength begets strength as we rub against each other and, you know, watch different shows and get to know different people, we exponentially grow. So I got to tell you, Chris, I really, really owe you a huge debt of gratitude, because your show fed me when I needed to be fed. And it's always interesting and it's always new and it's just amazing. And I'm watching your guests grow over time as well. And it's just amazing. So I want to tell you, number one, you want to stick with this network as much as you can so you can get fed.
Now, Karen, I hate to interrupt you. First, I just want to thank you so much for those very kind words. And I want to thank you for everything you've done for me. You know, you've helped me understand so much, contact experiences, you know, so much more. Our own generators, just you've been there, and you're producing amazing content on the network. So thank you for everything. And about, I wasn't going to mention this till the end of the show, but now that you've mentioned your computer, I want to just announce that we would like to take donations to help Karen get a new computer so she can keep producing the amazing content she's producing and doing the awesome work she's doing, helping all of you guys and all of the newly awakened people with their health and just coming to all these wonderful realizations that she's helping people come to. So if you would like to make a donation to help Karen get a new computer, use the link in my description that says send a donation to Forbidden Knowledge News, and that will go, we'll get that directly over to Karen. So Karen, thank you again, and sorry for the interruption. Please continue.
Oh, it's wonderful. Thank you. And thank you very much for asking for donations. I have a hard time asking for donations.
Hey, sometimes, because, you know, you need a little help, and no shame in that.
That would be really great. So the other thing is Quantum Health Transformation. It's over 20 podcasts. I've got them available, where they're written and I'm speaking and narrating at the same time. So if you're hearing impaired, you can still get the program. If you're visually impaired, you can still listen to it. But that I got from a spiritual download, and it's every aspect of your health. And what's really interesting is it's never been more relevant than it is today. So for instance, the first three steps, it's nine steps altogether, helps you to open your mind and see things differently. And that facilitates the change and the learning and the evolution. And then there's three more sections that have all to do with detoxification. And right now, there are people who have gone and had medical procedures that they regret having. You know, they went in early trying to help and didn't realize. And there's so many things you can do. So that's another thing. That program, and I myself with private services, can help you to see ways that you can detoxify and at least do something to improve your health and give you the best chance that you have to be all that you want to be. So detoxification, absolutely everything we put in our mouth, except for very few things, almost everything we use for personal care or cleaning products, and even emotional detoxification. And then we need to detoxify from the construct. That's all in there. And then the last three steps help you to become more of what you want to be, how to manifest in a way that really improves your life and your health, how to build your spiritual team, how to make contact, and then exercises that you can do that work very much like portals into other realities. So it's a very interesting program. It was given to me by spiritual beings, and I was told to offer it to the world for free. So it's available. There's a playlist, a series 2.0 playlist, and a regular playlist for Quantum Health Transformation on my YouTube channel. And then, of course, on my website, that's one stop for everything. I've got everything there. And it's completely free and shareable. And so that's something that I'm offering. Also, my Quantum Guides show, it's people who have gone through the process, people who had to wake up, smell the coffee, go through the discomfort, and then find their place in the world where they're offering amazing insights or even some products or different ways of looking at the world, all different things that you can watch. And it's designed, the show is designed for people who are either newly awakened or because of their new or alternative beliefs, they've lost a lot of their community, and it's a way to get community. So those are things that that right off the top I wanted to talk about. And then I want to just share a little bit about orgone generators, because they've helped me so much. And since, Chris, you and I are both big fan of the therapeutic bath, I thought we could talk a little bit about that. I know it sounds kind of kinky taking a bath with Karen, but it really, in fact, I've got four podcasts on YouTube and Odyssey that the first one's called Take a Therapeutic Bath with Karen Holton. The second one's called Take Another Therapeutic Bath with Karen Holton. And then I've got two meditation videos that are meant to go with it. So let me
just
tell
you, guys,
that's
worth it. You get to take a bath with Karen. Come on now.
You get to take a bath with Karen. Yeah, actually. So what I'm talking about for a bath is not a bath to make you clean and not a bath to make you smell good. It's a therapeutic bath. So it's a very salty bath. So it can include things like Epsom salts, sea salt, Himalayan rock salt. It can include baking soda if you want a more alkaline bath, or if you want for different kinds of detoxification, you might want to put in some apple cider vinegar. There's so many ways that you can build a therapeutic bath. I call it making Karen soup. You know, you can add a high quality essential oils. And then, of course, there's the orgone generators. But let me just check my notes because there's so much. I'm just going to show you two that are so perfect for the therapeutic bath. And what the, but before I show you, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself, getting all excited here like a puppy. When you're having a therapeutic bath, what happens is the plumbing, no matter where you live, your plumbing is grounded to the earth. When you have a hot, salty bath, and you get in there, you are completely grounded through the water, the salt, and the plumbing into the earth. So it's a very grounding. And a lot of places it's too damn cold to go out in bare feet and try to find some grass to walk around on. But this is a perfect solution to that, where you're having the nice, hot, salty bath. It's deeply relaxing, and it draws out from your pores all kinds of toxic stuff that's not good for you. I do have the pyramid orgon generators, which are quite powerful, but I've also have a line of other shapes. This is a disc, and in this disc is, it's got the double Merkaba symbol on the front, and it's got shungite. So most people are familiar, the shungite has wonderful detoxifying properties. On the in the center, there's a thick, I don't know if you can see it here, there's a thick layer of copper in the center. And this particular one, I have several different kinds of these. This particular one has clear quartz, copper, and then an amplifying spiral. This is just a perfect little thing to put right in the tub. And what it does is the crystals are under pressure. They become piezoelectric. They produce an electrical charge that then also influences the water, which influences your health. So this is something else that you can take right in the bath with you. It won't hurt them. I've got all kinds. When you watch the videos, you'll see all kinds of discs. Some are a little smaller than this, that are different kinds of crystals of all kinds. And then I also have a line of transformational butterflies. And these are also great for putting in the bath. And they're just a butterfly shape. And this one here has turquoise, and it has lapis lazuli. But I have all different kinds, depending on what chakras you want to support or how you want to influence your bath water for health. So for example, this has two little amplifying spirals on it. So what this one does is it supports your throat chakra, your higher heart chakra, and your third eye, which is so good for your pineal, which is where your spiritual contact is only possible through the pineal gland. So there, I just wanted to show you, so you see the size. They're very smooth. There's nothing that, you know, you're going to hurt yourself on if you sit on it or anything like that. And they're perfectly great for taking in the water. So I have 7 or 8 different kinds of transformational butterflies. And then I've got all kinds of different discs. So they're really, really great. And they restructure the water. So those of you who are familiar with Dr. Emoto and how words that were put on jars of water, and then he'd freeze the water and break off a crystal and look at it under a microscope. Well, you can go to his website and see how beautiful, how words affect the structure of the water. Words like hate or even just neglecting the water turns it into a very toxic form for the body. Words like love and kindness and those kind of things actually restructure the water to make it very beautiful, and it interacts. And we're mostly water. So, you know, we get into a salty bath and we get in with our orgone generators and we get in, you know, with our essential oils. All these things change the structure of the water, but also help the water to heal you. And then when you pull the plug, that beautiful water goes down into the earth. And it also helps heal the planet. It's just an amazing, amazing process. Some people go, I don't like baths. I only take showers. I go, okay, too bad. You're really going to miss out. So, Chris, how do you, the other thing too, there's other things, Chris, like for instance, music. What kind of music do you find really beneficial when you're in a relaxing bath?
Oh, well, when I'm meditating, I'm just putting on 432 hertz tones. But, you know, any music that really gets to my heart, and I listen to so many different types. But you're right, you know, if you put it on music and the tones and you're in the water, it can create great frequencies, healing frequencies, you know, depending on, of course, what you're listening to, that can affect your health. And I've felt this firsthand, and I use that quite often for, you know, healing techniques and just to feel better. Better overall. And I want to show the audience I do have your beautiful argone pyramids back here. They are so beautifully crafted and they're awesome. You can feel the energy coming off these, and I want to thank you for those as well.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Yeah, it's there are other people that are presenting. They're using my brand name, which is Zen Domes. They're using my brand name trying to sell their argone generators, but they're not the same. Because I have a process. First of all, they're made by a friend of mine. They're ethically sourced. They're not made in a factory or a slave labor or a sweatshop or anything like that. But they've been handled, like they've been smudged, they've been blessed, they've had a whole process done to them that also helps them to work extremely, extremely well. So getting on with the bath, the other thing I recommend is subdued lighting and try the guided meditations. I have two that are part of the four-part series of podcasts about the therapeutic bath. One of them is for detoxifying. So say some of you are having medical regret, maybe not from the latest device, but maybe from other medical treatments that you've had that didn't turn out the way you wanted, or just for whatever reason, you need to detoxify. This will help you not only to just detoxify, but also to recognize the power we have over our own bodies to fix things. Like, for instance, if we have something altering our DNA and we don't like it, we can fix our DNA. I mean, there's so many people that, Joe Dispenza, and there's all kinds of different people who have done how we can actually change our genetics. It's called epigenetics, through visualization and through our own will. We have the ability to actually heal our own genetics. So there's so much power. And you don't have to pay anybody to go have a bath. Well, you might if you don't have a bathtub and you have to borrow one. But the guided meditations really, really, really help. And they help you to get familiar with your own body, help you to ground very intensely to the planet, and to also ground to the heavens above. But you need to do both, not just one, to get sort of the full effect. And then the fourth one is on how to a guided meditation to help you to make spiritual contact. And that's actually a lot of fun and very, very satisfying. So that's basically what I wanted to say about the therapeutic bath. It's a great place to start. Other things I offer is one-on-one counseling. It's touchy, the kind of work I do, because when I get a client and they think they're awakened because they found out about one or two things, they have no idea how deep the rabbit hole goes and on how many different fronts this is happening. And I don't want to freak anybody out either. It's up to them to discover in their own way and in their own time. So it's kind of have to be careful not to be directing their awakening process. I don't direct their awakening process or even their ascension process. But what I do is offer the support, skills, resources, and things that people might need. Or maybe they just need someone to talk to who's been through it. You know, that's huge. That's huge to be validated. because everyone else is going to be telling you you're crazy, you're conspiracy theorists, you're this, you're that. You know, you can miss out on opportunities, all kinds of stuff for taking a stand for our new belief system. So to have someone that you can talk to and is going to validate your experience, that's also really, really important. So yeah, I've got a few different clients at different stages. I have to be very careful, not to wake them up before they're ready. That's their process. Mm-hmm. It's a personal process, right?
Definitely. This whole existence is just, it's personal about everything. I mean, your reality, your existence is it, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you're going to create your own reality in certain ways. You're going to manifest your certain reality, and you can't worry about what anybody or anything else is doing on their journey, because that's going to prevent you from, you know, doing what you need to do on your journey. I know that seems kind of selfish, but you have to take care of yourself and get yourself going in the right direction before you can do anything for anyone else. You know, I know a lot of us Absolutely. In this community want to save the world right now, but you can't really do any of that if you're all screwed up inside and don't even know how to get out of bed in the morning. So you really got to, you know, that's a huge first step, is to take care of yourself.
I agree. And I think it's a large part of sovereignty. Being sovereign over our own lives requires responsibility. So for instance, when I was 320 pounds, I got myself into that state, but I knew I could get myself out of that state. I had to have the awareness and the faith and not be blaming people. Oh, it's because of this or because of that. No, I had to take responsibility. It's not easy. The other thing, too, is this entire system is a sham and a farce, and it's like a house of cards. If you build a house or a castle out of cards and you pull one card, the whole thing collapses, right? And so on the one hand, waking up and you start down one rabbit hole, sooner or later, you're going to end up on all these different other rabbit holes that you're going to be going down. And it can get really scary, you know, but it should. Like, some of the stuff that's going on is, pardon my language, it's fucking disturbing. It should not be happening in anybody's world. And to find out about it, it makes you sick. That is a good, healthy, natural reaction to the being comfortably numb that a lot of us, you know, spend a lot of our time in. Pardon me for swearing, but I mean,
no,
seriously,
that's perfectly fine.
Seriously, it's disturbing, right?
It is.
And
go ahead.
And the other thing, too, is if you're not ready for something and it really messes you up, I got to tell you, it's funny. You know what really messed me up? You wouldn't think what you wouldn't think. What really messed me up is when I started hearing about flat earth society or theory about the earth being flat and all the information to do with that. It made me physically sick. In the end, I don't know what the shape of the planet really is, because I've never been to space and looked down. And oddly, there are not a lot of pictures, real photographs. With all the space stuff they're doing, you're telling me they couldn't come up with some honest and good images to share with us? Like, what the hell? So I'm not saying that it's flat. I'm not saying that it's a sphere. I don't know exactly what it is because I haven't seen it. But I have a feeling that it's not completely either one. But that cracked open, right, a way of thinking for me. And it had to happen to help me to understand other things. So
yeah, we all have our starting point with one of these crazy rabbit holes. And it
yeah.
leads to, like, all the bajillions of other ones, you know?
Yeah, and the rabbit holes change over time.
Yeah.
So we're experiencing some very difficult times right now. Suicide rates are very high, addictions are very high, but sooner or later you gotta just do it for you. You don't do it for anyone else, you do it for you. You say, that's it. I'm fed up. I need to make a difference. And we look within, and that is where our spirituality is. And so we've been really brainwashed to going to external sources, going to experts to find out what to do with our health, going to experts to find out what God wants, going to, you know, all these experts. Well, no, That doesn't work. I'm telling people that doesn't work. What works is when you go inside, you care for the temple body, you develop your own spirituality, you go to those sources, you start to see things differently. And how a lot of the work is just looking at the patterns in my own life that weren't serving me and weren't serving other people, and stripping them slowly, stripping them away and stripping them away, and working on myself, catching my own bad attitudes, you know, because we all like to think we're all light and love all the time. No, we're not. We are a dichotomy. We've been forced into a dichotomy of good and bad. And now it's our time to find that actual middle road where we're neither good nor evil, but we're really trying to make a difference. Anyway, yeah. I'm sorry for rambling.
No, that's okay. One thing I wanted to add is, there is a level of having this kind of like armor, I guess it's spiritual armor on yourself, especially during these times, to where, for me, I feel like I'm at a level to where I have no fear of most anything, really. You know, one of the biggest things they're pushing right now is fear. That's the way, the only way they can push these agendas. That's the only way they're going to get people afraid, and that's the only way they're going to get their new world order, whatever they're trying to accomplish. They're trying to do this through fear. But if you're not afraid, it won't work. And the same thing with, you know, anything else, you know, fear of death, fear of flying, fear of all this stuff. If you have this level of like spiritual armor that it protects you, and you don't give a shit about any of this stuff. And I think one of the biggest things, fear of death, is preventing a lot of people from getting to those levels. But for me, I've learned that death is something that's just a transition. You're going to be right mm-hmm. back. Either you're going to be right back here or somewhere else or somewhere of your choosing, but you're not going anywhere. You may not remember the previous incarnation right away, but maybe you will one day. Who knows? But you, who you are, what you are, your consciousness, your essence, your energy is eternal. It's never going anywhere. And death is not the end. It's always a new beginning for something else. So if you know that, and you are ready for that, then you have nothing to be afraid of at all, really. I mean, isn't death the ultimate fear, right? But there's also, you know, everything else that they're trying to pull. If you know that this is all a false reality, it's all fake, what they're trying to present to you, the consequences of not doing certain things or doing certain things are fake. You know, it's all an illusion. It's all a game. It's all a puppet show that they're trying to put on to keep you entertained and not realize the true nature of reality. So fear is a huge thing to get over, and I think that if you have this level of armor, you don't have to worry about anything, and life is so much more beautiful and easy.
Mm-hmm. I would agree 100%. Now, fear is a natural response, but accurate information really helps you to dispel the fear. But there are certain things that all of us as human beings have to face. And like you said, Chris, one of them is our own mortality. Another one is when we get older, we have to face our own decrepitude. You know, it's not pretty. But what happens is, as we accept, work through and accept certain things, we find all these gifts that are on the other side. Like you said, once we lose our fear of death, the only thing I was actually was afraid of after I had my spiritual awakening wasn't death, but was about me not putting in the effort and not learning the lessons and having to come back and do that shit over again. No way. I want to make sure I get it as right as I can while I'm here. And everyone's journey is unique. You can't really, like, you can watch a lot of different podcasts of people who woke up and how their process was, and it might give you some clues, but basically your process will be really, really unique. And only you know what you're afraid of. And it's, we're not really afraid of that much. We're afraid of death. We're afraid of not being loved. We're afraid of not being accepted. Boy, you really got to get over that when you're waking up, if you want to be authentic. I mean, you can stay in the closet. That's okay too. Like, I'm not judging anyone. But the point is that there are products and services that are here to help you. What I mean by products is they're the therapeutic bath, for those that actually try it, It's amazing. It's an amazing tool. First of all, it's so deeply, deeply relaxing. So if we put ourselves into a deeply relaxed state at least once a day, the body, the mind, the soul remembers that and it wants more. It is, we run from discomfort, we run towards pleasure, which has also caused a lot of problems for a lot of people. But it's so pleasurable, it's so relaxing, it's so good, it's so grounding. And that is the perfect environment for reaching in or, you know, and reaching our higher guides to ask for help. If you're afraid, you know, of the paranormal, that's okay. You don't have to get involved in the paranormal. You can reach out to your angels. We all have them, whether we want to accept them or admit them or not. And they're waiting, but there's a prime directive that says we have to ask for the help. We have to realize that we need the help and we have to ask for the help. So for instance, I often pray for courage and for faith because the courage helps me to overcome my fears and to try things and step outside of the box. And I ask for faith because faith is also a component of manifesting, especially a new world that's really right around the corner. I got to ask you, Chris, I guess you have had guests on that talk about, is it Project Looking Glass, where they were able to look into the future? Mm-hmm. And they found out that as of the end of 2012, nothing the bad guys do can change the positive outcome that's waiting for us.
Right.
So that's pretty exciting, and that's really good news. So not all the rabbit holes are scarier or bad or anything like that. But there's lots of things you can do. And so, you know, it's time to wake up and get to work, really.
Yeah, and something else, you know, people, a couple other things that can help people with their fear. One is the contact experiences. You know, like you said, there are angels out there. And if you contact your guardian angels, you know, they always have your back, even if you don't know it. They're protecting you. They're sending you messages. They're giving you signs. If you don't notice those messages or signs, that's on you. But they're always doing that shit. Now, after you contact them, you will have much clearer communication. You will know when they're sending you messages. You will know if there's danger around. They will protect the shit out of you. So once you make this connection with your spirit guides, with whatever protective guides or entity you want to make contact, that's extra armor there. There too for these times and extra protection from everything. You can feel the presence. You can feel the protection. I know because, you know, I've gotten in contact with mine. It's a beautiful feeling. It's a great experience to have that extra level of protection. And one more thing that should help you with all the fear and nonsense that they're trying to push is they've already lost. Like you said, every outcome through the looking glass was a positive outcome. They've already lost. They realize that they can't do anything. I'm sure they already know they've lost. They've probably known for a long time. It's like myself and Gloria Canning had a show the other day, and she said that there's only 7 moves left. She compared it to like a chess game. The game's already over. They're just trying to prolong it to have the illusion that they could possibly still have a chance of winning. But they don't. It's already over. This prolonging is just nonsense. It's just part of the show that they're keeping trying to put on, but it's crumbling before their feet. You know, you can see as an example today, the Oogada Boogada Jab mandates for businesses, for employees, fell apart. Mm-hmm. Fell apart. Said no. The Supreme Court said it's not constitutional. So they're not doing that. So that's a huge victory on our end. And I think that we're going to keep seeing these huge victories as this system continues to crumble and fall apart and as everybody continues to wake up and call bullshit on it. So that's, you mm-hmm. know, that's very encouraging for our future as well.
It sure is. And, the reality of it is these people that are whatever you want to call them, the cabal, whatever, the rulers, they're psychopaths. Psychopaths not only lack empathy, they lack creativity. They can't think novel or in abstract ways. They don't have it. All they have is an old system that they've been replicating and replicating. They can't think. We can think. We can think on our feet. We can come up with solutions and ideas and creativity. We can manifest. They can't do any of that. So no matter how bad it appears to be, it's temporary, and we can rebuild this planet any way that we want. One thing that most of us do agree upon is paradise. You know, if we remove the evil influences, which are also internal, right? We have to do our own work too. We remove that. This is the most beautiful planet. You know, there is, it's all a lie about overpopulation. If you took all the people in the world and gave them each a square mile, they could fit inside of Texas. Like, we're being lied to on so many levels. And so there's lots of room for everybody. And you know what? We don't have to be shucking off babies like corn, but we can still reproduce. There's still room. You know, there's all the mountains where we can live on top of and inside of. There's the ocean. There's all kinds of habitats that are very secure and very stable where we can actually live on the ocean on these man-made islands. There is, we can restore the deserts back to, you know, rich farmland if we want. We can do anything we want. And there's so many innovative techniques and great minds. They just need a chance to do this. And so I truly believe that we're looking forward to a better existence. But in the meantime, we got to hang tight and do the nasty, dirty work. It's like nobody wants to clean the toilet, but you got to do it. Right? There are things in this life that we don't want to do, but we got to do it. And when we do, man, it sure feels good afterwards. Sorry, I don't know why I came up cleaning the toilet, but you know what I mean, right?
No, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. But yeah, I think that once people are reaching the stage where they're waking up and then they start to do the self-work and exploration, they're going to want to know more. There's no doubt that once you reach a certain point, it's not like you're going to shut the door and turn around and want to go back. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people might. They may be terrified of what they find out. But most people want to keep going, want to keep bettering themselves and bettering their situation and find out what the true nature of reality is. Now, mm-hmm. I know after every show that we do about any kind of contact experiences, I always have questions. Well, how do you get in contact? How did it happen? What do I have to do if I want to contact my guides? And I can tell you, I have no idea. But what worked for me was I think I was ready. And I think that that is one of the biggest keys, is that if you're spiritually, mentally, physically too, ready, because I don't think, you know, I was in bad health before, and once I started getting my health better, that actually happened. I think it was that and a combination of things. But I think that that's one of the biggest things. And reaching out, actually trying, you know, give it a shot through meditation. I do not recommend anyone do psychedelics, but I've done it through psychedelics. I've done it through, psilocybin, magic mushrooms. But that wasn't until after I had my, you know, first contact experience. But this was, you know, it's all means of, getting in contact with these other realms that I truly believe contain life that have the best interest of the human mind in best interest of the human race in mind. So I think that they're ready for us to reach out, and they're willing to reach back if we give it a shot.
Yes, I would agree 100%. And there's a certain comfort in being ignorant, but there's also a certain comfort in being informed and having a plan. And you deserve better. You all do. Every last one of you. None of us is so, well, except for maybe the psychopaths, none of us is so wicked that we don't deserve to have a wonderful, better life. And it's coming soon. But in the meantime, we've got some tough stuff to get through, but we can do it. And we've got each other. And that's the other thing. For all the friends and family that I lost, I have made the bestest friends, globally through the internet. Through social media, I have met the most amazing people. I've made the amazing friends. Everything that I've lost or given up, I've so much more given to me. And I think that would be the same for everybody. You don't even have to be perfect. That's the other thing. You just need to try. And it's like the universe, give it an inch and it will give you a mile back in return. Now, before I forget, Chris, because I know we're probably running out of time soon, I want to tell everybody that right now, and well, I don't know how long, but for as long as I can, there's a coupon code that you can use on my website, and you can actually use it for Orgon generators or crystals or services or anything you want that's in my shop. Anything that's regular price, you can get 10% off by using the coupon code KNOWLEDGE10. And Chris, will you put this in the description below? And what happens is when you use the coupon code KNOWLEDGE10, you're not only getting 10% off your order, you're also helping to support myself and the Forbidden Knowledge News Network. And so it's also a fundraiser for myself, but also for Chris, because I am I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for you, Chris, and your show. And all of this takes more money than what people would even believe. And so what I do is, yes, it's great if you want to give me a donation, I'd love it. But another option is to buy something from my shop, and then that also goes in and helps me, and it puts something amazing in your life, whether it's Orgon generator or you want to have a session with me. And then of course there's a percentage is going to Forbidden Knowledge News. So it's a really, really good thing that you can do for yourself and to help us out. We're not making them anymore. What we have is all we have left, but I have quite a bit still available. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Hope you don't mind me putting it in.
Of course, no, definitely. Everyone, go check out Karen's website. Check out the amazing products and services that she has to offer. You won't regret it. It's amazing. Also, go check out her YouTube channel, Quantum Guides. Go to forbiddenknowledge.news. Check out the Quantum Guides podcast. Those are all great ways to support Karen and us and the work she's doing to help all of you. Also, if you'd like to make a donation, that link is in the description. It just use the link, leave a donation for Forbidden Knowledge News or make donation to Forbidden Knowledge News. That'll be right there at the top for you guys if you would like to leave a donation as well. So, Karen, thank you so much for coming on. Excellent information. Very important work you're doing for people during these very interesting and crazy times.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. Always a pleasure, Chris, to talk to you. And again, anything I can do to help support your work, because we're all in this together, you know, and it's amazing. And I've just enjoyed getting to know the other people in the network. And we're also having a bit of fun, too. You know, it's actually
pretty
exciting what we're doing. It's pretty cutting edge. So yes. Thank you, Chris. Take care and bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you so much, Karen. Be sure to check out all of Karen's links. They're all going to be in the description. Help Karen get a new computer with a donation. And until next time, everyone, have an excellent evening. We will talk again tomorrow.